Shechita without a Shia, it doesn't have any psulim, is oichle mishchitosei. You're allowed to eat even if it's only a cotton that made the Shechita. But over Omer Afuna, v'hu shagod leimer agabav. That's only providing you have an older person there watching it to make sure it's not a treifa. Like, true, he could do the Shechita, but who said he did a good ma'aseh Shechita? Maybe it was Gora, Higris, maybe he was Shiyam. There are five different psulim he could do during Shechita. So we have to have somebody standing over him to make sure he did the right type of a Shechita. Rashi, Adel Shechit, La'amen Yoliv, knows how to hold his hand the right way. Is Afal Pi Shaina Boki Vilcha Shechita. Even though he doesn't know that loch is, still, if the Godol watches him and sees the way he's doing, that he didn't make a drush, so he didn't stamp, push the knife down, he didn't wait in between. If a Godol saw that what he did was a kosher Shechita, then you will not eat from a Shechita. You have a kid, and the kid is old enough that he can start eating already kizayis, an olive size of wheat. That's how old he is already. Rashi, kizayis dogin, zavdaf wheat, no kol chameshis aminim kori dogin, chitin osorim wheat, or barley, kusmin, buckwheat, shibolis shol, or rye, shibolis shol's oats, kishifin is rye. Kusmin is spelt. These are five minim. So if the kid is old enough, like usually as a baby, you don't give him these things to eat. When he comes old already, that he can start eating already, kizayis worth of dog and of grain, then marchikim mitziyosei. What he excretes, what comes out of his body, has a loch of soya, and when you want to say krishma davin, you're not allowed to davin in front of it. It's marchikim mitziyosei. But if the kid is younger than that, he don't have to stay away from what he makes. So Rashi, marchikim mitziyosei. Mishocho kizayis meilu b'chol linyan achila she'tsoyas minim alolo masreches. Because the waste that comes out if you have to eat this food is very bad, and therefore it smells a lot, and that's the loch you have to stay away. You can't go within his balabamas. Weiter, machikim mitziyosu meimei raglov arbamas. Even from the meiraglim, just the water that comes out of the kid, also you have to stay away balabamas. So Drashi means linyan kriyashma, utrila. You can't daven or say Krishma if you're within four amis from this the waste that came out. Omer Rav Chisda, Avavahu sheyochol oichlo bechtei achilus pras. That the bikiri kizayis doesn't mean you can eat it throughout a whole day. It means you could eat it within 3 or 4 minutes, the time that you eat achilus pras, a loaf of bread. Shrashi bechtei achilus pras, lebenini. Avul in sorach zeakotin l'shoyis yoysimikan, hereo koichol achshav chatsi zayis. That's no good. That's like eating a half today and half tomorrow. That's no good. You have to be able to eat this kezayis of wheat before Achilles cross. Omer Alchia Breid Rav Yavo Uvegodol. Let's say you have an older person. The person so old is getting sick already. And he can't eat so much. Is afa pi shen yochol lecho b'dei achilus pras. Even though he cannot even eat the size of a kezayis, an olive's worth of wheat, b'dei achilus pras within these 3 or 4 minutes, still his waste that comes out is masreches, smells a lot, and you have to stay away from adaladamas before you can daven. Adaladamas means if your back is towards it, or on the side of you. But if in the front of you, you have to stay away, come only end of as long as you can see it. The Yesig, what the Pasuk says, Vayosef das Yosef machov yochol. Yeah. So the older you get, the sicker you get. But I call upon him. This comes out from my body. That's masriyah. Rashi says. Vechol bais. Machov means masriyah. Yeah. Is Yosef machov. The older you get, so now the more your body like is masreches. So therefore, the waste that comes out also is worse. So therefore, you have to stay away from it. Also, daladamas. Yochol lechol kizayit tli. If you have a person as a krit, or kizayis worth of roasted meat, then shechtun olav as a pesach. He could be a person that can appoint him part of your korban pesach, and therefore he could be part of it. Shenem, because the pasuk says, ish lefi ochlei. He has to have a person that could eat from the korban pesach. So if he could eat a kizayis worth of roasted meat, the korban pesach has to be tliyesh. He has to roast it. So if he could eat a kizayis of tliyesh, then he's worth to be part of the korban pesach. We have Yehudu in there at sheyochol levarer achila until he has to be old enough to know what he's eating. Trashi shechno b'the pesach
Memana loisai al bnei chamura. Vila loy, the chsidish of Yochel, it's chosar olachina. Now, Rav Yehuda Rana ad she Yochel of Baruch Yisroel could check out to know what's good food, what's not good.
Yes, you know. Yeah, the Rana Taka learns, no, that Rav Yehuda is saying, Yehuda him again, ad she Yochel of Baruch Yisroel could check out the food, Kate said, what does that mean? Noisel loy tzoror vizorkoy egos vinoitloy. You give, this going back to this post of Korban Pesach. The Pesach says, ishka fi ochloy techoysu. He has to be able to eat. The eating means you have to know what you're eating. That's part of the pasuk. So you have to, the person that could be part of the Korban Pesach is only that the person knows what's good or not. If you give him a stone, he throws it away. If you give him a nut, it takes it. That's okay. The Ran says, "His son of Yehuda to be a daya karinim bay the fi ochloy techaisu." Says the fi ochloy for shach love is a pesach halav hochiloy. The person doesn't know what's good food, what's not good food. He can't be part of the Korban Pesach. Part of the Korban Pesach means you have to be able to know what you're eating, if it's good or not. It's sant. Yeah. Hadin Alecha Lulav Agozel. Mishnah says, Lulav, the mitzvah takes the lulav on Sukkis, the Arova will soon see the mitzvah of the Arova. There was a special mitzvah that we'll see later, that around the Mizbeach, they put Arovas. They put dig Arovas around the Mizbeach or on the days of Sukkis. So, Shisha v'Shiva. Sometimes we have these two mitzvahs, 6 days of Sukkot, and sometimes we have it 7 days of Sukkot. We'll see when. Shrash Lulav Arova. Shein the Mikdash called Shiva. In the base of Mikdash, the mitzvah was to take the Lulav all 7 days of Sukkot. So, Lulav l'netilo. The Lulav was to hold the Lulav. And the Arova l'hakev is beach. Could come on the perik, like we'll learn later in this perik. Used to put the Arovas around them as beach all the days of Sukkot. So sometimes, some years it was 6 days, some years it was 7 days. We'll soon see. Ha Hallel, to say Hallel during Sukkot, the Simcha. Then you know Simchas Yomtiv. Rashi learns Lecho Bosa Shlomim. The Kernel of Sochim is Man Shebesimikdish Kayim and Simcha El Bosa. The Bisman the Besimikdish. How will you mekayim the Pesach of Samachta Pachgech of Simcha by eating Bosa, eating meat from a Korban Shlomim? Shinem of Yizavachta Shlomim Yachalta Shom of Samachta. The Afagav Daikrol Abra Golam Ksiv. High crow of Har Grizim, Barayvul Ksiv, Milvergolim, Simcha Ksivu Samachta Mechagechem. His Bayamtiv also says in the Pasuk, Bisamachta Mechagechem. And here it says, the Samachta goes on eating the Korban Shlomim, so we learn out this man you have the Beis Migdish. How are you Mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha? Eating meat from a Korban Shlomim. So Mishnah says, these two mitzvahs of saying Hallel and eating the meat from the Korban Shlomim is Shemoinu. All 8 days of Sukkot, even Shemini Atzeres, even the last day, also there's a mitzvah to say Gan Talel and to eat meat because of Simchas Yom Tov. Sukkah v'nisa chamayim shiva. The mitzvah to eat inside the Sukkah, Midirais is only 7 days. The 8th day is Shemini Atzeres already. Who are the nisa chamayim? That on the Korban HaTomid that was brought in the morning used to have the nisa chamayim. That was all 7 days. 7 days of Sukkot, he had the nisa chamayim. Shrashi b'tzmidi achag shachris. Only by the Korban HaTomid in the morning that they bring the Nisach HaMayim, not by the evening. Can you mean to say the Yuma? Yeah. Vaita HaChalil used to have the flute. That was Chamisha V'Shiva. He used to have the flute by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Some years he had 5 nights, some years he had 6. Shrash HaChalil, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Ho Yusmechim B'Chag L'Kovit Shivas Nisach HaMayim. He used to have special parties at night, L'Kovit this new mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. Or mechalim, mechalilim, they used to sing with flutes and harps, the kunaris. V'yoysach lil ein adoich yomtiv. He now do it on yomtiv. Hilkach pomin shucha mishu yomim bechag. Sometimes only 5 days of weekdays. The going shaloi chal yomtiv rishim shabbos. If the first day yomtiv didn't come out on Shabbos, so you're gonna have the first day yomtiv. You can't play the flutes, and you have a Shabbos in between. You can. So then you only have 5 days in between. You have the simchas beis shoeva. But if the first day Sukkot came out on Shabbos, then you have the next 6 days, you have the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So some years it was 5, some years it was 6. Now the Mishnah explains. Lulav Shiva. How do you have the case that the mitzvah takes the lulav 7 days? Case that is Yom Tov Rishon Shachag Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. Lulav Shiva. If the first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, Bizman we had the Beis HaMikdash, there was the mitzvah to take the lulav all 7 days. V'shar Kol HaYomim. Let's say the first day of Sukkot does not come out on Shabbos. Shabbos comes out one of the next days, then the Lach Rishisha. Then on Shabbos you do not take the Lulav. So you only have the Lulav 6 days of Sukkot, not 7 days of Sukkot. Arova. This Indian that we said around the Mizbech, they put the Arovas, Shiva. Sometimes it was 7 days. Kate said, how do you have that? Yoima Shvi Shalarov Shachalis Bashabis. If Oshana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, then Arov Shiva. Then they have the Rovis all days. Vashakola Yomim, let's say if Oshana Rabbah does not come out on Shabbos, so Shabbos comes out on one of the other days, then on that day of Shabbos you don't use that Rova. Then it's Shisha. So that year that Shabbos does not come out on the Shana Rabbah, Shabbos comes out on one of the days before, so that day of Shabbos you don't use the Arovis. You don't put the Arovis around the Mizbeach. We'll see a Mishnah later about the Arovis around the Mizbeach. Mitzvah Lulav Ketan. How do you have the Mitzvah Lulav? Trashi Biyom Tavir. Mitzvah Lulav Ketan. Yom Toiv Harisho in Shachag. Shachag Lias B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, so he said there's a mitzvah to use the lulav when they had the Beis Hamikdash, is Moilichin as Lulavayim Leharabayis. They used to bring the lulav to the Beis Hamikdash. Could be Erev Yom Tov used to do it. Rashi says here, on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, they used to bring the lulav to the Beis Hamikdash. V'achazonim, the Kabla Mehen, and the Chazon, the one that was in charge of the Shamish, the one that took care of everybody, he put the Esroigim, the Lulavim, down. And he put it along on top of a plank. It's a lot of planks, a lot of, it's like a platform, a lot of platforms. To sit there. The kids used to put down all the lulavs on the platforms. The Azakanim, the older people, Menichin Eshalahem Belishcha. They were afraid they couldn't push tomorrow to get it. They used to put it away in a special room. Rashi, the first big line. The Azakanim, Shedoyagim, they were afraid that Shleidovchum, they shouldn't push them tomorrow. The Yismacha, they'll be squashed. Therefore, they put the lulav away, Erev Shabbos, in a special room. O Malam Denoyser Loimer. Now the Chazanim, they used to tell the people when you bring in your lulav here on Erev Shabbos, you should know, say like this, that kol mi shemagia lulave liyodoi hareyu loy b'matona. You should know that tomorrow, of course, for sure, metchila, try and get your lulav. When you get there tomorrow, come nice and early and try and recognize your lulav and take your lulav, because the mitzvah is lochem, and has to belong to you. But we also tell everybody to know that just lu yitzuyik, in case it happens, that you're not going to find your lulav, and you'll take somebody else's lulav, we're telling everybody right now to like speak out that you're makma to whoever takes it. Whoever has it, I'm giving it to you for matana. So in other words, everybody is yoyse the mitzvah. Whichever lulav you take, you're makayim the mitzvah. Either it really belongs to you, or even if it belongs to somebody else, that person also had in mind to give it to you for a present. So malamdin, used to teach him, loy makom mishu megil lulav liyodoi hareyo loy, b'matana, she belongs to you for matana. Now, Lamacha, what happened the next day on Shabbos, Yom Tov Sukkis, Mashkim, and people got up early. Oh boy, and they started to charge in. The Achazonim, Zorkin, Ois, Mephneim. And the Achazonim, some got afraid and started to throw the Esroigim to them. Boy, you Machatfin, they were grabbing them. Oh, Machinish, is Chaveroi. One guy hit the other Chaver. Now, that's what happened. Oh, Geshiro, Bezdin, when Bezdin saw Shebol, Ve, Sakona, there was coming a Sakona, people getting hurt. Mamish, fighting for the Esrog to love him is the scheme of the Menetakona, Shekol Echos V'Echo Noitim Beisai. The Menetakona that even at Shabbos, Sukkis, when they had the Beis Hamikdash, there's a mitzvah with the Raisam, still to take the lulav, the Rabbanim still let you do it. But a Kol Bonim, they said, don't do it in shul, don't do it in the Beis Hamikdash, do it at home. Privately, you won't get into problems. Shrashim Lamdin Bezdin Eskulam. So the court of Kasher is the Mishnah's Mashwa Lulav sometimes is only 6 days. 6 days. We only have it 7 days. If the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, then you're allowed to take the Lulav on Shabbos. Mashenkin, if Shabbos comes out the second or third day, then whenever Shabbos comes out, you can't take the lulav on Shabbos. But the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to take the lulav on Shabbos. So the question is, what's wrong? Why can't you hold the lulav on Shabbos? Why should the Rabbanim make it zera not to do the mitzvah lulav on Shabbos? For the Moramai, tilt of the almahu, like the most that could be, there should be this with the Rabbanim, maybe asmuksa. That's the most that could be involved here. Like, you don't have to carry the lulav outside in your house, or else bring the lulav to shul on Erev Shabbos. So you don't have to carry, just to shake the lulav. What could be wrong? But the worst could be, maybe it's just a muksa. For litche Shabbos. So let's say to do the mitzvah, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Like, why did Rabbanan let Gzeru not to take a lulav on Shabbos? Shrashi tutu b'yalma. Ein boit sad iser, elo, kimetal t'leitzim. There's no iser to hold the lulav. Midiraisa, for sure not. The only tzad to make an iser is maybe it's like muksa. It's like you're holding wood. Now, v'chivon d'minatayruhu. B'migdish kol shiva. Since midiraisa in the base of migdish, the mitzvah was to take the lulav all 7 days. So, lomo asruha. What did the Rabbanan say when Shabbos comes down in the middle of Sukkis, on that day you're not allowed to take the lulav, even in the base of Middish? Why not? Mas yagla tera motzabo. What's the yagla? What they find wrong? Like, Bishtam, if you tell me, maybe you'll be over Nisid Raisa. So the Rabbanan don't want to do a Nisid Raisa. Therefore, they have a right to say, Shevli al tasa, sit back and don't do the mitzvah. The Rabbanan have a koyach. Even though usually the Rabbanan don't take away a mitzvah, they don't tell us to do an Aveira. But that's the klal, Shevli al tasa shani. The Rabbanan have a right to say, sit back and don't do the mitzvah. Like Shofar, Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, we don't blow the Shofar, even though there's a mitzvah to do it. The Rabbanan has a right to say, Shevi Yatase, sit back and don't do it. If there'd be some type of an Issa D'Raisa here, as good what the Rabbanan says, sit back and don't do it. But of course, there's no Issa D'Raisa here. All you're doing is holding a lulav. At most, it could be an Issa Muksa, but no Issa D'Raisa. So why should the Rabbanan make an Issa here? So Gemara says, Rabbi is like this. Gezerah, yes, there's a gezerah involved. We're afraid something may happen. Shema yitlenu biyodo v'yelech etzaboki l'lamdoi v'yavirenu arbamas v'shos rabim. Behind the time of the shofar, behind the time of the Megillah. With the famous gezerah, we're afraid if you're allowed to do the mitzvah on Shabbos, Sukkis, or if you're allowed to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, or if you're allowed to lay the Megillah, when Megillah and Eretz Yisrael, when Purim comes out on Shabbos, we're afraid maybe you won't know the halachas about the mitzvah. So you're going to want to take your lulav to the Rav on Shabbos to ask him, is it a kosher lulav or not? Is the yes or kosher or not? So you're going to walk through the Rishus Rabbim to bring it to him. You'll be doing an Issa D'Raisa. So that's why the Rabbanan made Gzeirah, don't do the mitzvah lulav. Same thing for the shofar also. Maybe you want to know if the shofar is kosher or not. You want to blow for somebody else. So afraid maybe you come to carry the shofar through the Rishus Rabbim. So because this Gzeirah, the Rabbanan said, don't blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The same thing for Megillah, you're not allowed to lay the Megillah on Shabbos. Shrashi lalamdoi, neneyo, they'll teach you how to shake the lulav, or brichosai, how to make the bracha. In the meantime, the Ibrenu Abam is just rabbin. Who Adin Rashi says the Muslim name of Yoytzi Mishyach is just rabbin. Could have been the same thing, not because you're going to walk, Dal Damasin is just rabbin. Who in the Gemara could have said you're going to carry out from your house into the just rabbin. Ella Shabroid Makarmis and Yonim Amrinan Yeshlochas Lavoros Abamis. There are cases that there's no Isser Hoitzor. Hoitzor is only carrying out from Meshus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. So the Chepetz Mamish has to be in a Meshus Yochid, and you pick it up there and carry it out to Rishus Rabin, that's when you chayiv. Let's say the Chepetz is in a Carmelis, or in a Karfif, or in a Gina. That's not called Rishus Yochid. Therefore, by picking it up and stamp putting it down in a Rishus Rabin, you'd be potter. But now that you walk through the Rishus Rabbim with the Dal Damis, you chayy for that. Or you gvi yom and as little of lolotzi of nimla, different cases. So that's why the Rabbanan made this takona. So you see how strong this is, that learn out from me how important it is not to carry on Shabbos. Like the Hilchos Rab says, before you walk out of your house on Shabbos, you have to check your clothing, make sure you're not carrying anything. Here the Rabbanan went so far to take away a mitzvah of the rice and not to shake lulav on Shabbos, only because we're afraid maybe you come to carry it on Shabbos. The Rambam took away the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Our whole kayach is with the shofar. The Rabbanan stopped us from blowing the shofar only because they're afraid maybe we'll come to carry outside because of Rabbim. The Rambam, you have to learn out from here how common it is to watch yourself not to carry. Paita, for the Gemara Hochi, if so, Yom Rishonami, if that's the Svaros, even when Shabbos comes out the first day of Sukkot, also it should be Yosser. So my answer is, Yochiv Yom Rishon Nami, Rishonot Kino Le Rabbonin B'Deisai. The Rabbonin made out the corner to take it in your house, that's why you could do it. But the Gemara Hot Tenach Achatz Kona, that's how Mishnah says only at the end, after they saw the tumult that was going on. Because of the corner Michael Maimon. But before that, the mitzvah was to take the lulav to Shul, Erev Shabbos, and use it in Shul. So why wasn't there a gzeira then also not to do it on Shabbos? Elul Teretz is like this. Rishon diyisim min atarim begvulin. The first day of Sukkot is very chomer. Even outside the Beis Hamikdash, it's a mitzvah that he writes to take the lulav the first day. Is lagazal b'rabbanan. The Rabbanim didn't want to stop that mitzvah. It's a chomadikah mitzvah the first day. Habahanas the rest of the days of Sukkot. The lesnayim min atara begvulim. Outside the Beis Hamikdash is not midiraiser anymore. Therefore, gozabu Rabbanim. The Rabbanim taka made a gzeiro not to take the law the rest of the days. But not the first day. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's so, idna nami today, anan le'adinim bekfirah diyarcha, we don't know exactly when Kashrius Bizmanas are also. How come we can't take the lulav the first day? If the first day Sukkot comes in on Shabbos, we should be able to take the lulav, but we don't make the Xerom if the first day comes in on Shabbos, since that's a mitzvah midiraisa. For the Morihochi, he idna nami today also, we should be allowed to take the lulav, even on Shabbos, the first day. But there it says, anan le'adinim bekfirah diyarcha. We don't know the exact day when Yom Tov really is. So at the Sveika, we don't know if it's really the first day or not. Therefore, we can't carry it. We can't use it the first day. But that time in Eretz Yisrael, when they used to know the Kiddush HaChodesh, they used to be Kaddish HaPi Riyah. They used to see the Levona. So they knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. They knew exactly which day is the first day of Sukkot. So why couldn't they take the lulav on Shabbos? Was Enoch and Ami? Stack it true. Then they could. The time that none choda biyom tov rishon shachak shachalias b'shabbes kolayo kolom malichin as loveyim harabayis. It's true they used to be able to take the lulav on Shabbos. But tanya the other brayse says taniduch the base of knesses even to the base of knesses shemamina kam bezman shemitzvah mitzkayim kam bezman shein bezim mitzkayim shemamina the east here shemamina that even bezman ain bezim mitzkayim bezman they had kiddush hachodesh. Al Pi Riyah, when they used to see the Levona, they would talk or allow to use the Lulav the first day on Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot came in on Shabbos, you were allowed to use the Lulav the first day. Because since that's a Deraisitik Alocha, that's a Chomer even outside the Beis Hamikdash. It's Midraisa, the other Rabbanu left Alocha that you're allowed to do it. It's only this Mana there that Le'adin and Bekfir of Yachar, as she says, Shem and Yom Tov Ad Lamocha, we don't know for sure when Yom Tov is. Devil will never, Elul Mubar, maybe it's supposed to be an extra day to the month. So therefore, we, Bizman is there now, can't take the Lulav on Shabbos. But at the times when they knew clearly that Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Shadayim, the Kaddish Shem Alariyah, they used to make the Kiddush Levona by looking at the moon, they were allowed to do it, and Echnaim and they were allowed to do it. Alright, stop here.
Yeah, I think we're holding up Mem Gimel. Let's start again from the Gemara. Shalom was to say, Lulav, you don't do it on Shabbos. Only if the first day Shabbos, only the first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, then we do it on Shabbos. But the Shabbos comes out the rest of the days, we don't take the Lulav on Shabbos. The question was, Amai, Tilta Bialmahu Velitchi Shabbos? That's the only question of touching the Lulav, and most of it could be Muksa. So why isn't the Deicha Shabbos you're doing a mitzvah now? It should be Mutter to take the Lulav on Shabbos. Amarab, Zerah, Shemit Lenu, Biyodu, 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 Biyodu